relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is the Salem Radio Network. We have a full call board. We have some clips I still want to share with you. But first, indulge me. Allow me to use something from a prior life. I've lived a blessed life, and my career has been unusual, to say the least. I was born in the UK to parents who escaped communist Hungary in the revolution of 1956. I was raised there, went to college there, joined, when I was in college, the British Army's Intelligence Corps, the Reserves, and then the Berlin Wall fell, and then the Soviet Union fell, and I moved to the land of my forefathers. I moved to Hungary, and I worked in the first freely elected conservative post-communist government of that nation in their defense ministry. I met my wife in Europe, an American. We fell in love. We started a family. And then 9/11 happened. After that historic event, I was invited by an amazing U.S. Marine, the late, great Colonel Nick Pratt, to join him and a small team of professors on something called the Program for Terrorism and Security Studies at the George C. Marshall Center in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, a U.S. Army base that we never relinquished after World War II. For 4 years, I taught on that faculty. I traveled between Budapest and Bavaria, and I did something that changed my life. I started to teach the U.S. military and their allies to understand the threat that Al-Qaeda and allied jihadi groups pose to America. That experience opened my eyes and opened many doors for me. And so I ended up in America in the year 2008, hoping that I'd left socialism behind in Europe just before somebody called Barack Obama was elected president. I spent the next 6 years as a DOD civilian. I was blessed to become, as a foreigner, as a green card holder, a professor of irregular warfare and counterterrorism, first at the National Defense University at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C., and then eventually, for 2.5 fabulous years, I worked for the Marine Corps, and I taught at the Marine Corps University and the Marine Corps War College in Quantico. Now, why do I give you this preamble? Some of my listeners who've been loyally listening for 2 years will know some of this. Those who've read my books, Defeating Jihad and Why We Fight and The War for America's Soul, will know this. But some of you who are new, and we have millions of listeners and viewers across the nation and across the world. God bless you. I know somebody from Ireland, a good friend, is listening right now. Greetings, you know who you are. Some of you will not know that story. Now, after serving a short stint in the Trump administration as strategist to the president in the White House, I'm a host of a nationally syndicated radio show. Not only that, the president has appointed me to something called the National Security Education Board. So I still keep my hand in the old issues that I dealt with for so many years. Why do I share this with you? Because my past life, my pre-radio life, has bearing on what we are witnessing in America today. I spent all those years helping the Green Berets at Fort Bragg, helping the Marines at Quantico, even working with the FBI and our intelligence analysts to penetrate not only the mind of our enemies, like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, but to understand how what we term irregular threats, such as insurgencies and insurrections, evolve. Now, what we witnessed last week on Wednesday was not an insurrection. There is no example in human history of an unarmed group of individuals implementing an insurrection. That is a fallacious term. But let me use what I learned, and I learned so much from the people I was teaching, the young officers, the more senior, more world-weary officers. Let me share with you what I learned about how you deal with individuals who have, let's use a fashionable term, grievances. Whether it is utopians, whether it is crazy radicals like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, or whether it is the less salubrious elements of the conservative world, I have no time for what is called the alt-right. I am a classic, what would you call me, paleocon, maybe? I grew up under Margaret Thatcher. For me, the conservatism of Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher is seminal, is formative. But for those who weren't agent provocateurs from the left, for those who were Trump supporters and did damage to Congress, those people have to be dealt with. If they broke the law, they have to pay a penalty. But the response we are witnessing since Wednesday from Nancy Pelosi, from Chuck Schumer, from the Democrat establishment, and most specifically from the legacy liberal media and the social media masters of Silicon Valley is unwise. And I say that not as a threat, but I say that from the perspective of history. Because outside of the small number of people who really committed crimes on Wednesday, there are millions of Americans who are aggrieved, and with good reason. They have lost faith in the institutions of our republic. Not just election counters, not just state legislatures that are meant to run our elections. That's just the last piece, the straw that breaks the camel's back. But all the institutions of power and government. And this is an old story. It goes back to the perversion of the IRS by Barack Obama. But it goes right to the last few years. The use of the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA to target Americans solely because of their political affiliations. The ideas that they hold, not extreme ideas, not terrorists. Mike Flynn isn't a terrorist. He's not a member of the Weather Underground, the IRA, or Al-Qaeda. Paul Manafort's sin, for however you may think of him, wasn't because he was planning some dastardly usurpation of the Constitution. He was Donald Trump's campaign manager. That was his sin. And Carter Page, that strange graduate of Annapolis, what was the justification for multiple secret warrants to be issued by the Obama administration to spy on a man who previously had helped the FBI catch Russian agents undermining this nation. What was the real reason? Well, very simply, because he was a volunteer, a foreign policy advisor to the incoming Trump administration, to the Trump campaign. These are serious concerns, and tens of millions of Americans share them. And when you try to shut them down, to censor them, to deplatform them, or to make lists of Trump supporters who should never be given jobs again, you are not improving the situation. Trust me. Open a history book. Quashing the concerns of millions of Americans will not make them disappear, will not make them vote for you or agree with you. We will overcome this as well. But in the meantime, some saner voices need to exercise influence on the Democrats, on the legacy media, and on the social media Silicon Valley fascists. Otherwise, they will cause damage to this nation they can't even imagine.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't. Not on this show. News Talk 1340 WXKX Clarksburg, West Virginia. Welcome aboard the America First train. God bless you. Another member of our family newly arrived. News Talk 1340 WXKX Clarksburg, Virginia. Welcome to the gang. If you haven't done so already, if you want a good night's sleep, please exploit us mercilessly. The great Mike Lindell is offering you 60% off his amazing products. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold. My whole team uses them. The president loves them. Use my name for that massive reduction. $69.98 to $29.98. Call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use a promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. It was a crazy day today, truly crazy. Didn't get to check all of the audio and video cats before the show, and there's one that Mr. G says, I have to play for you. This is the new police chief of Washington, D.C., Robert Conti III, with an unusual take on the events of last Wednesday. Video cut 9, play cuts.
I have talked to officers that said who have done two tours in Iraq and said that this was scarier to them than their time in combat.
I'd like to know where they were when they were in Iraq. Yeah, were they in the DFAC? Were they making the lunch for everybody else? Because Iraq is scary, you know. IEDs, militias, armed militias. But somebody told you as a chief of police that last Wednesday was scarier than Iraq. This is the theme for today's show. You are being gaslit, even by the new chief of police for the metropolitan area. A police department which, I don't know, did it do its job last Wednesday? Did it? Unarmed civilians entering that building? With nary an obstruction. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dennis, waiting very patiently in St. Paul. Line 2, welcome, Dennis.
Mr. Barker, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, you've got
got a lot of insight, obviously. You're a pretty smart guy, and you've been in politics for a long time. You've been involved with the president forever. With all these folks have done on the Democratic side for the last months and months and months, burning down their cities, inciting riots, inciting damage to their own cities, how come the Republicans don't step up and do something on their behalf like they're doing to the president of the United States? I don't understand how they can get away with continuously doing this, and the Republicans just kind of stand by idly and do nothing.
Well, I mean, I presume that's a rhetorical question. I mean, you know the answer to the question.
I really don't. I don't understand how, you know, even with all the illegality of the voting that took place and allowing it to happen and not actually stepping up to the plate and doing anything, the Democrats, they stick by each other. They stand by each other, and they don't
You sound surprised, Dennis. I mean, have you not been alive for the last 30, 40 years?
Well, I've been alive, but it's hard to believe.
Why? I mean, why? This is the GOP, Dennis. This didn't happen now. This is the GOP. This is why we elected Donald Trump.
No, I understand that. That's why I asked the question, is why don't they band together? You have a strong relationship with the president. You see what's going on around them. Why don't they band together like the Democrats do? I understand exactly what you're saying, and I know what Republicans have been for the last 30, 40 years. You know, they're so complacent, they just let everything slide, and whatever comes, whatever happens.
They're not complacent. They just don't want to fight. I don't understand why you're asking the question if you know what the GOP has been like for the last 40 years. They don't fight. They don't want to fight. They don't want to overturn the apple cart. They want to be very comfortable and pick up their pension, get their lobbying jobs, and not disrupt business as usual. You know that, Dennis, right?
I do see that, but if the Democrats have been able to take on this stance over the course of years and years and years, why can't the Republicans...
Dennis, we're going around in circles. We're really going around in circles. Okay, the Democrats take politics seriously. The Republicans don't. That's why we elected Donald Trump. Is that clear now?
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Okay,
and that's why I wish Trump was still there. But
you're not the only one, Dennis. Thank you. They just don't want to fight. It is that simple. Let's go to Roger in Indiana, line 3. Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was at the speech that Trump gave, and I was also at the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
And my sentiment was not what the media is saying. I did not feel like I wanted to go up there and tear into the Capitol or destroy anything.
So what happened, Roger, when you got to the Capitol? What did you witness with your own eyes?
I seen everybody kind of sitting around. I seen them having this great big American flag they were taking through the crowd. I didn't see anybody doing anything violent or aggressive or anything like that whatsoever. We were kind of standing down by the Capitol wall. And a matter of fact, when we heard the thumps of the canisters, is what we thought were canisters, we took off. We looked at each other and said, you know what, let's get out of here because it's something might be happening here pretty soon. So we split.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for your first-hand account. Let's go to Dave in Arizona, waiting very patiently. Line 1, welcome, Dave.
Thanks for taking the call, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for your
patience, Dave.
Absolutely. As you know, I've called multiple times. I was the guy that drove all over Arizona,
yes,
registering people to vote, holding the flag rallies. I've been out in the Capitol and the Maricopa County Board of Elections for the last 2 months, nearly every day.
Wow.
Went to a GOP meeting Saturday night. There's a couple of strong people in the state of Arizona. But unfortunately, they fenced off our Capitol, and I called the PIO, the Public Information Officer for DPS, which is our state police, and they said that they just listened to Lord Ducey, and we can't get our republic back. I'm just frustrated. I don't know when people – I think people need to stand up and nourish the Liberty Tree, the Jefferson quote. I don't see any other way. If we can't have fair and free elections, we need to physically take our country, the republic, back.
Yeah, we're not there, my friend. We're not there, and I'm not prepared to pay that price yet. Not yet. Because remember what it cost the last time. Are you ready for that cost? I'm not ready for 600,000 people dead. And I tell you right now, they're not as powerful as you think they are. They may have won this time, but with a 50-50 split in the Senate, it's not going to be easy for the Democrats. So, just wait. Just wait. And the best thing you can do, God bless you for all the volunteering you did in this election, is you should run for office. They keep getting asked, what should I do? Run for local office. That's where the real politics is. Stay tuned here at America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, for just an amazing lesson on how you deal with the fake news. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
America First. Magnificent.
Is social media all evil? Not necessarily. Especially when you go onto your account and you're scrolling down the timeline and you see somebody and you say, I know that person. And it's a video interview and you tap on it and the audio clicks in and it is one of the most majestic sights you've ever seen. I want to share it with you. Eric, play cut.
I think the fitness that we should worry about is that of Joe Biden under the 25th Amendment. We know that he stumbles on his words incessantly. He appears to be in the early stages of Alzheimer, perhaps dementia. Having lived with two grandparents with it, it's very apparent to me to see. So I think if we're going to start talking about the 25th Amendment, let's be very careful what happens next.
I just got to put it to you finally. I know you're in Jupiter, Florida, but I think many British viewers in particular will think you are living on another very strange planet which has lost touch with right and wrong and political morality. What would you say to them?
Well, your quippy one-liners don't hurt me very much. And what I tell you is 70 plus a million Americans voted for President Trump. And those are people just like me who have family that has served in the military, who paid for everything that we've ever earned in our life. I wasn't handed anything by anyone. And I am an American who has traveled all over the world and respects Great Britain and respects Australia and respects every corner of our world. I am the person who supports those who fight our wars and pay our taxes. So for you to call me anything less than a proper God-fearing, God-loving American who loves this country and loves our flag is shameful and disgusting.
Wow. That, my friends, is how it's done. And who was that I hear you clamor? Well, she's on the show right now. She is, of course, Erin Elmore, Esquire, Executive Director of USA Strong and contributor at Turning Point USA. Erin, first things first, I doff my hat at you. Tell us how that interview came about, and did you rehearse any of that? Was that all just spontaneous America?
It was spontaneous America. I have been on that show once before, and he and I, I'll send you the clip of that as well. He and I had words once before, so I had my big girl pants on, okay? I knew what was going to happen. I was prepared for his vitriol, but I didn't know what he was going to say. I mean, there are a few good nuggets in that clip. Also, he was saying, Joe Biden said if this were BLM as opposed to Caucasian Trump supporters, they would have been treated differently. And I said, you know what? They would have, because the media would have completely ignored it. It would have been completely different. He, of course, wasn't trying to evoke that response. But yeah, and it just shows you how brainwashed the left is.
And I have to tell you guys, for those who weren't watching it on our stream, that wasn't some, podunk podcast, no name. Yeah. That was Adam Bolton on Sky News. That is one of the biggest purveyors of quote-unquote news in the UK and elsewhere. How indicative is that of everything that you face every single day in the work that you do at USA Strong?
I mean, it's the new normal. I realized after the 2016 election, okay, we've been dealing with this now. I have been called racist, xenophobic, homophobic, piece of garbage on the street, Olive Garden loving, Walmart smelly, deplorable. I get it. I dealt with that, and it was really bad after the 16 election. And just after what happened on January 6th, the hate is back with a vengeance. And like people go on my Instagram or social media and call me a racist again. I'm like, this has been litigated. We've already been through this for the last, like, where have you people been for the last 4 years? And now I see people that allegedly know who I am, but I don't know who they are. And there'll be people that have been in workout classes with me or in Mommy and Me with me saying these vitriolic, terrible things to me online. And do they not realize that I could run into them in public and we could, like, everyone hides behind these computers and funny Instagram handles and doesn't realize that these are lives. We have to live in a community together. And I am down here in Florida hiding from socialism in Philadelphia. But when I go home, I'm a little bit scared for my life. I'm not going to lie.
So you think that we maybe turned a corner and things could get even worse?
You know, I'm going to ride it out until after the inauguration in hopes that it calms down. And, you know, I was speaking actually to Hogan Gidley, who was the White House press secretary and worked on the Trump 2020 campaign. And he and I were speaking today about what comes next. What he and I think is going to happen is that these suburban women who hate Donald Trump and their Range Rovers and their white guilt, you know, they are so angry right now. They're like, good, ban them on everything. F Trump, forget about him. But just wait a minute. Hold on. Now, the left, you know, they're drunk with power. They're going to take the censorship further and further and further and further until in a very soon amount of time, it's going to hit a little too close to home. Yeah. They're going to censor someone more in the middle. And these suburban housewives are going to say, wait a minute, hold on. This is really scary.
What happens when it's one of them who gets shot down? Fabulous question. We will continue with USA Strong and Turning Point USA's Erin Elmore here on America First in a moment. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are suffering from daily pain and can find no relief, you must try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans, Yvonne in California included. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that sentence, being pain-free? Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3 quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Don't wait any longer. Call them, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. Now more than ever, we've got to stick together. If you like this show, if you like talk radio, the only way it happens, it's not because you switch on that radio when you get in your car or when you listen to the download on your podcast app. It's because we have people who fund our shows. Not you, the taxpayer. American businesses who aren't afraid, and one of the greatest is my friend, Mike Lindell. He's a friend of the president's. He's the inventor of my pillow, a pillow that I rest my head on every night. My whole team uses them. The president uses them. 51 million sold. Why? Because it's amazing. The only pillow that never gets hot, never overheats, never loses its shape. Guaranteed for 10 years. And because you're a friend of this show, because you're listening to America First, Mike is giving you 60% off. Not $69.98 per pillow, $29.98 if you use my name. And every time you buy from my pillow, you make this show possible. What a double whammy. How great is that? Do it today. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Or just go to mypillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code for that massive, massive savings. And of course, it's G-O-R-K-A. That's mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with a very brave lady, a very well-spoken lady, a woman who crushes fake news with just her voice, executive director for USA Strong and contributor to our buddies at Turning Point USA. Follow her right now on Twitter at Erin L. Moore. Erin, we met, I don't know, last year sometime, and you impressed me because you decided to take on this new mission of educating your fellow Americans through the threat that is China. That threat remains, and God bless you for doing that. But now we've seen in the events of the last few days and the last few weeks, this domestic threat that is connected to China, that, you know, Google, Facebook, YouTube, the people are shutting us down, are doing lots of business with communist China. I have to ask you, as somebody, look, I eat and drink national security. I've been doing it since I was in the British Reserve Army at age, what was I, 19? That's quite a while ago. What made you decide, as a young mother, as an American, as a taxpayer, to take up the public mantle of what you are doing? I'd love to get inside your head for that decision. Would you share that with our millions of listeners and viewers?
You know, I'm from Western Pennsylvania, from a very blue-collar family, and I saw all the steel and the coal mining and the industry jobs leave the Rust Belt. And I asked myself at a fairly young age, where are all of these jobs going? Where are all these businesses going? And the answer was China. And as you really untangle that web that is China, you realize that they are ingrained in every aspect of American life. I read the book by Michael Pillsbury called The 100-Year Marathon that really explains what they're trying to do to us. And it's through trickery and deception and patience. They want to destroy America. Just by way of a statistic that will wake everybody up, 97% of our antibiotics and pharmaceuticals are made in China.
Yeah.
Like that right there is all you need to know. They don't want us to have a democracy. They hate religion. They hate freedom. They hate free speech. And they are trying to destroy us. And when you say this to a relatively educated, erudite American, they'll say, Joe Biden is not in bed with China. China doesn't want to destroy us. And I always tell them to read your book. I tell them to read You Will Be Assimilated and The 100-Year Marathon, because these books tell you just what China wants to do to us. And with Joe Biden at the helm, I mean, I don't know what America really looks like. We're on a hegemonic decline, and they're just implicit and complicit with China because it pays no bills.
Indeed, it does, and they have no moral qualms with getting in bed with the world's largest communist dictatorship. Thank you for those kind words. Really, listen to this woman. Educate yourself. Michael Pillsbury wrote, it's a little paperback. It went around the White House, you know, dog-eared copies of it for the first year of the administration. Everybody read it. It's the 100-year marathon. It's about China. Then you have our buddy, David Goldman, who's been on the show every single month, who writes about these issues and has for decades. That book is You Will Be Assimilated. And then the last two of my books, the second one, Why We Fight, has a whole chapter on the Chinese threat. And then, of course, The War for America's Soul. So don't just rely upon social media, increasingly a problem. Read, read, read. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Erin, please follow her. What would you say to those who haven't done what you have done, who haven't yet taken a stand publicly, and who are afraid or intimidated? What did it take for you to take that decision? And what do you say to those who say, it's just too dangerous to let my opinion be heard?
Well, honestly, I quote you because when we met back in July at the Falkirk Summit, you told me I have to fight for the people that can't, because I am protected by the fact of my job. I work in conservative politics, so I have the protection of Turning Point and Charlie Kirk and, you know, the people at USA Strong. So I always say that what you told me is I'm fighting for the people that don't have a voice. And I understand why people are afraid to lose their livelihood. I get it. But I think it's privately having those conversations with leftists and educating yourself. And most people on the right do educate themselves. It's at least trying to be persuasive and change people's minds, because if you at least touch one person and wake them up to all of these threats within our government and beyond, at least it's changing the tides, if you will. And it's scary. I get it. It's really, really terrifying. But you have to have fighters out there. Find the fighter in your group. If you can't do it, find someone your sister, your brother, your husband, your friend, me. People reach out to me all the time. Hey, can you help? And generally, I tweet or I find someone that can help them. You know, it's all about using that voice. We've been given a platform here, and I want to use it to really change the world for the better. And right now, I'm scared. I really am scared for the future of our country. Let's just hope that this pendulum swings a little bit and people in the center and on the left start to really wake up and realize how scary everything is that's happening right now.
Where can people find out more about USA Strong, Erin?
Well, unfortunately, we were also censored on most social media, but we do have a Facebook and an Instagram, which is Proud USA Strong. And I'm happy to use my page. Twitter is Erin Elmore. Instagram is Erin M. as in Michael Elmore. I'll keep you up to date. And as soon as we have our social media back up and running, you'll be the first to know.
All right. Proud USA Strong and Erin Elmore. Erin M. Elmore. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. We need more of you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain today? Have you found relief nowhere else? Then this is the option you must take today. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. And it's so easy to find out if it can be you. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do and Debron does. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Debron, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? You've waited long enough. As the president keeps saying at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Only one thing. The pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Do it today.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed. Manic, but not just a Monday. Every day for the foreseeable future will be charged, and not in a good way. So, how do we respond? First things first, you've got to look after yourself and your family. You have to be safe, you have to be healthy, and you have to be in as much control of your environment as possible. How do you do that? Well, as I've been saying for the last 3 hours, you don't allow yourself to be a victim, a hostage of bad ideas. That's what's happened on the left. Whether it's Nancy, whether it's AOC, whether it's the people ripping down statues or attacking federal courthouses, they are hostages of their own ideology. You could say the same of the people who ransacked Congress. Did they really think this was the way forward? That this would benefit the nation? So first things first, make sure, just as you ensure that you eat the best possible food, you've got to ingest the best possible reliable information. Let's do it again, Eric. Let's post that article, probably one of our most popular articles, of the information sources we rely upon here at America First. The 14 sites that aren't fly by night, aren't there to grift or just make money from you with clickbait, but analyze and provide the truth. Don't give in to the rumor mill. Do not give in to the conspiracy theories. You will hurt not just yourself, you will hurt the reputation of the conservative movement, and you'll even hurt Donald Trump for the last few days that he is the president of the United States. Secondly, reestablish your communities. Find your friends again. We don't need social media to win. Talk to those around you. Give them a call, send them an email, meet with them. Let's reorganize. Let's revitalize. Because the stakes are very, very large. But we can win. In the meantime, keep your head on a swivel, watch the six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. For however long it takes. And as ever, stay frosty.